Led by the league's leading scorer, Carson Brown, the Cary Park Islanders skated to 2 wins in 2 days this past weekend to propel themselves into third place in the VIJHL South Division, with 2 games in hand. On Friday, October 25, the team traveled to Victoria to play the Saanich Predators, and came away with a 6-4 victory. The Isles outshot Saanich 54-38 with Brown continuing his rampant scoring pace with a hat-trick. Single goals came from Rylan Davis, Jacob Morrison, and Joby Pearson. Despite winning by 2, it was a come-from-behind victory as Saanich scored 3 of their 4 goals in the first period and their 4th early in the second to amass a 4-0 lead and chase starting goalie Ethan Barron from the net. Cary Park's Ethan Taylor stepped in and stopped all 22 shots he faced at his end of the ice while the Islanders went to work at the other end, potting 6 goals in a row to take the win. The following night at Cary Park Arena, it was a cross-Cowichan contest when the Lake Cowichan Kraken visited the Islanders. Like the night before, the Isles conceded a goal to start the game before they went to work. Landon Carson scored his 3rd of the year for Lake Cowichan on the power play early in the first, but that's all the Kraken would get. Morrison and Brown scored for Cary Park in the first period to give the Isles a 2-1 lead headed into the first intermission. That lead only grew. Davis scored midway into the second period and less than a minute later Max Carlson got his 1st for the Islanders. Colby Robinson got a shorthanded goal with less than 50 seconds left to the play in the second period to extend Cary Park's lead to 5-1. The Islanders held Lake Cowichan off the score sheet for the remainder of the game, going on to win by 4. Brown now leads the league in scoring with 19 goals and 30 points, 4 goals and 4 points above the next highest scorers. Cary Park will waste no time digging into the November schedule with 3 straight games to start the month. On November 1, the Isles visit the Storm in Campbell River. On November 2, they play host to the Saanich Predators at 7 p.m. and on November 3, they host Comox Valley Glacier Kings at 3 p.m.